Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about being with you, continuing to be with you, and to introduce you to Mark Kohler. Mark is a CPA. He's an attorney. He's a national speaker. He's a radio host, a writer, an author. And Mark, do you play an instrument? Do you play a musical instrument?
I play the drums, you know. Just
okay,
all right.
Well, okay, then that makes you whatever. Then that makes you a Renaissance man, folks. This guy's amazing. His new book is called The Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom. That's just one of his books, Lawyers and Liars, which is a book I've known about for a long time. Is one of his most noteworthy books. Number of other books that he's written, but he's a serious small business champion. We're glad he's become part of our world. Mark Kohler, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. I love what you're doing, and it's just we've got to speak from the rooftops and let small business owners know what they can do to make things work and get their share of the American dream. I just love what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate it, and you too. Now, one of the things I want you to help us with are some tax strategies that you come up with for 2000 that we can do for 2019. Some things that, because we got a new law that's out there that's changed the rules. There's some new things we have to watch out for. There's some new opportunities. What do you think we should do?
You bet. And I know you're not a big advocate of the tax law change for the small business owner, but there are things in there that we can exploit. We got to do the best we can. And I've got a new book that later this year coming out called The Game Has Changed. Let's do it, you know? So the first thing I want to emphasize, I've got, you know, so many little tax strategies I talk about, but I've got to hit number one, got to get it out on the table. And if you're a small business owner in an operational business, let's just talk that side of the equation first, selling a product, selling a service, you're a professional, electrical, plumber, engineer, on the internet, whatever. That's ordinary income. We've got to talk about entity selection. I know it gets a little old for some people, but many people just gloss over it. In the long run, if you're making more than $40,000 or $50,000 net, you've got to be an S corporation.
Oh, yeah.
The S corp is the number one strategy because we can do a salary pass-through split. I want to keep your Social Security tax down, find the right balance. And I've got this matrix that's taking the country by storm. It's called the Kohler Payroll Matrix, where we try to get that right payroll. And even on my radio show, I've interviewed so many ex-IRS agents to find the right balance on that. And too many small business owners, their accountants talk them into a conservative approach. They take too big of a salary, and they leave thousands of dollars on the table. So that's
number
one.
Don't they take the salary to max out their Social Security?
Ooh, Jim. See, that's a deceptive ploy. See, the Social Security is a law of diminishing returns. You know, me and Warren Buffett, we're gonna get the same Social Security at the end of the day.
That's right.
You start to cap out. And so you don't want to pay too much into Social Security because you're going to get your $2,000, $2,500. But then it's like, why pay in more?
Right.
You don't have to.
I agree.
And
all right. So how do you do the salary pass-through split?
Well, this might send cringes through the CPAs listening to the show, but, man, I back it up. I've been backing it up for 15 years. Generally, and my matrix shows the more money you make, this is interesting, the less payroll you take as a percentage. So, for example, at 100 grand of income, you might be at about 40% payroll. So 40 grand in payroll, 60 grand net. If you're making 150,000, I might go down to a 33% allocation and take 50 to 55,000.
So you take a $50,000 salary, take a $50,000 salary and the other Now the IRS will come after you for that, won't they? Won't they? If you don't allocate it the right way, they'll try to make you take that as earned income, won't they?
Well, it's all earned income. See, that's the trick here.
But I'm talking about all for earned payroll income. Purposes. For payroll purposes.
For payroll. Fair enough. Fair enough. But the answer is, if you find the right level, the answer is no. I have never in 20 years had the IRS audit any of my clients for taking too low a payroll as long as it's the right.
So what's I've got less than a minute. What's the big advantage to this?
Because on a split of 40-60, just on 100 grand, you rather than a sole proprietorship or an LLC, I can save over $7,000 in payroll tax.
Because you're by becoming an S-Corp.
That's right.
Yeah.
The S-Corp is just step one in this yellow brick road. It's amazing. But we want to save on the self-employment tax. You got to pay the same income tax. It's just we want to carve out that self-employment tax.
I got you.
Right out
of All right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about some of these tax strategies with the very capable and accomplished Mark Kohler. The book is called The Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom. I'm Jim Blessing.
Again, how long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.